The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Now it's time to think and discern. This is Bob Burney Live.
And welcome again to Bob Burney Live. It is the 4 o'clock hour on a Wednesday. Welcome to our good friends down in the Tampa Bay area. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in today on 570 and 910 AM WTBN Faith Talk. And, of course, welcome to our listeners in Columbus, Ohio on WRFD 880 AM and 104.5 FM. We once again have the privilege of simulcasting in Ohio and in Florida as I have the privilege of filling in for my dear friend Bill Bunkley. So anyway, welcome, and here is my telephone number, 877-262-5483. I honestly don't like to get into politics. I really don't. I mean, yeah, we talk about it a lot because, hey, politics impact all of us. So, yeah, we need to know what's going on. We need to have our eyes open. But there are just times that you just got to hear some things. If you don't know how totally out of touch some of the liberal left is politically, Nancy Pelosi was in a news conference, I don't know whether it was yesterday or today, but she was asked by a reporter, and I'm really not sure who the reporter was, but the reporter said, how come the only people talking about the border crisis right now are the Republicans? I mean, it's a crisis. It's record number of kids. We've never seen this many kids coming across the border, and we can't house them, and they're sleeping on floors. And how come you folks, you Democrats, how come you're not talking about it? How come it's only the Republicans that are talking about this? You want to know how absolutely out of touch and condescending the liberal left is? Listen to Nancy Pelosi's response.
You guys, why are we not seeing the same thing? Is this a distraction on their part? Is it a mistake for House Democrats to not include immigration elements earlier in the agenda? I'm just trying to square how these two parties are talking about such different things as the key issue right now.
Well, I guess their Dr. Seuss approach didn't work for them, so now they've had to change the subject. But we do not prioritize our values and how we can make a difference in the lives of the American people to be attuned to the bankruptcy of ideas that the Republicans have. No, there was no mistake.
What? What? The reporter said, we have this crisis down on the southern border. I mean, it's a humanitarian crisis. We're talking about thousands and thousands of people, and this is not a priority? The Democrats are not even talking about this, and only the Republicans are talking about it? Can you explain that to me? And her response, you just heard it.
The Dr. Seuss approach didn't work.
I'm not being facetious now. I just was, obviously. How do these people get elected? No, I know. I'm being serious. How do these people get elected? A question. We have a humanitarian crisis on the southern border. This does not seem to be a priority. Did you hear the reporter's question? This does not seem to be a priority for your party. Now, you would think Nancy Pelosi would say, oh, you are so wrong. Well, of course this is a priority. We're talking about the security of our nation on our border. We're talking about thousands of people's lives. We're talking about multiplied children and their safety. You would think she would have taken that as an opportunity. Oh, you've misunderstood. Of course this is a priority for us. Instead, the Dr. Seuss approach didn't work for them. So now they've changed their strategy. The Dr. Seuss approach? Yeah, I think we should be upset that we should be upset that Dr. Seuss is being canceled and Peter Pan is being canceled and Aristocats are being canceled. And they're doing nothing about pornography. They're doing nothing about human trafficking. The liberal left is going berserk over cartoons. Pepe Le Pew. Really? With all of the problems that we have in the world, we're concerned about Pepe Le Pew? Now, I was talking about the Grammy Award just a few minutes ago, which, again, a major secular newspaper. I'm not talking Christian. I'm not talking, you know, I'm talking secular newspaper called the Grammys X-rated. Not my observation, their observation. X-rated. Have you heard anybody from the liberal left raising the question, you know, maybe this is not good for our young people? Maybe we should examine portions of the entertainment industry and the debilitatingly negative effect it is having on our morality and on America's children. Maybe we should do some research on how this is impacting children's values and their sense of morality. No, 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 no. Peter Pan has some Native Americans that are stereotypical, and we cannot have stereotypical Native Americans in Peter Pan. And Pepe Le Pew, he's a misogynist. We cannot have this. No, no. And Dr. Seuss, why, Dr. Seuss in one of his books had an Asian character eating out of a bowl with chopsticks. You really think we can tolerate that in our society today? An Asian person eating with chopsticks? Think what that will do to an entire generation of children. But silence on the epidemic of pornography, not only among adults, children, and the almost total depravity of Americans' entertainment industry.
Well, the Dr. Seuss approach didn't work.
And so, thousands, a record number of children, yes, are being caged like animals. All right. Somebody's got to explain to me how the liberal left comes up with what's important and what's not important. All right, we'll be back.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
I am amazed at how subjective many people are rather than being objective. And it's on the right, it's on the left. I remember very well when Barack Obama was president, many, many, many Republicans and conservatives. If Barack Obama did it, said it, it was bad, it was evil, it was bad, it was evil, just because he said it. They didn't look at what he said or what he did. If he did it, if he said it, it had to be bad. Well, that's dumb. You judge things objectively. And Trump, for 4 years, the liberal left, if Donald Trump did it, it was bad, it was evil, it was stupid. You know, he was a racist, he was a misogynist, he was this, he was that, he was that. And if he did it, it had to be bad and wrong. Now I'm seeing the same thing with Joe Biden. If Joe Biden does it, it's got to be wonderful. An illustration, the border crisis. And it is a crisis. And anyone with a lick of objectivity has got to admit this is Biden's problem. It didn't happen until after the inauguration. The 12 months prior to the inauguration, all of the numbers of illegals coming into the country, children coming unaccompanied, all of those were going down, 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 down for a full 12 months. Within days after the inauguration, that turned on its head. And now we are facing one of the worst border crises in American history. As far as unaccompanied children, CBS News, not exactly right-wing, CBS News said this is the worst crisis in over 20 years. If it's the worst crisis concerning children in 20 years, how could that be Trump's fault? And yet, we have had to send the National Guard. We've had to send FEMA. We are open, the government is opening up the Dallas Convention Center to house probably at least 3,000 teenagers in the Dallas Convention Center. All of the facilities for children on the border are filled to over capacity. Any reasonable person would understand this is a crisis. And yet, Nancy Pelosi, it's rare that I replay a clip, but you got to hear this if you missed it. Nancy Pelosi was asked by a reporter, why is it that you Democrats aren't talking about this? Only the Republicans are. How isn't this a priority for you, the border and immigration? Here is her response. Listen to this from Nancy Pelosi.
You guys, why are we not seeing the same thing? Is this a distraction on their part? Is it a mistake for House Democrats to not include immigration elements earlier in the agenda? I'm just trying to square how these two parties are talking about such different things as the key issue right now.
Well, I guess their Dr. Seuss approach didn't work for them, so now they've had to change the subject. But we do not prioritize our values and how we can make a difference in the lives of the American people to be attuned to the bankruptcy of ideas that the Republicans have. No, there was no mistake.
What does the bankruptcy of ideas have to do with the humanitarian crisis on our border? The Associated Press, again, not exactly a right-wing organization, reports children packed into Border Patrol tent for days on end. Again, this is the Associated Press. Hundreds of immigrant children and teenagers have been detained at a Border Patrol tent facility in packed condition, with some sleeping on the floor because there aren't enough mats. They had been at the facility a week or longer. They have not been allowed to phone their parents or other relatives who may be wondering where they are. Quote, despite concerns about the coronavirus, the children are kept so closely together that they can touch the person next to them. Some have to wait 5 days or more to shower, and there isn't always soap available, just shampoo. President Joe Biden's administration has denied lawyers access to the tent facility. Can you imagine what the news media would be doing if this was Trump? Quote, it is surprising that the administration talks about the importance of transparency and then won't let the attorneys for children set eyes on where they're staying, said Leisha Welch of the National Center for Youth Law. I find that very disappointing. Skip a couple of paragraphs. The Justice Department declined to comment on why the lawyers were denied access. The Biden administration has not responded to several requests from the Associated Press seeking access to the tent. Skip a couple of paragraphs. More children are waiting longer in Border Patrol custody because long-term facilities operated by the U.S. Health and Human Services have next to no capacity. Hundreds of children are being apprehended daily at far higher rates than HHS is releasing them to parents or sponsors. There have also been growing reports of parents sending their children across the border alone while they remain in Mexico or Central America. Then there's some horror stories in this Associated Press story. Talks about a girl's a little girl who is being held in custody. Quote, the girl's parents live in Maryland. Her mother told the Associated Press she didn't know their daughter's whereabouts until Sunday and didn't speak to her until Monday. According to the mother, the girl was unable to speak in a nearly 20-minute phone call. The parents asked for their daughter to be released to them directly. But the daughter was sent from Texas to foster care in Michigan. This girl has a mother in Maryland who wanted the girl. The Biden administration, instead of reuniting her with her parents, sent her to foster care in Michigan. Like I said, if this crisis had happened under Trump, this is all you would hear. But instead, Nancy Pelosi is talking about Dr. Seuss. Can't make this up. No, seriously, you can't make this up. All right, we'll be back.